KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 47 degrees. We look for a good chance of showers today, a high around 53. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Train home comfort specialist dealer. In Southwest Iowa News, Creston police report the arrest on Monday morning of 34-year-old Raymond Scott Davis of Creston. Davis was taken into custody at his home for allegedly violating a protection order. He was later released on $300 bond. And a woman from Orient was arrested Monday morning, also for violating a protection order. 34-year-old Cynthia Ann McIntosh was being held in the Ringgold County Jail on $1,000 bond while awaiting a hearing. The U.S. Marshals Service Northern Iowa Fugitive Task Force is asking for the public's help in finding a man wanted by the Crawford County Sheriff's Office. 33-year-old Brian Lemke is wanted for failing to register as a sex offender. Lemke is 5 feet 5 inches tall and weighs 200 pounds. His picture is available under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. If you know where Lemke is, call your local law enforcement agency. Police in Glenwood report a local man was arrested on an assault charge Sunday. 41-year-old Michael Robbins of Glenwood was arrested for domestic abuse assault. He was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce says area residents will once again have a chance to drop off their electronic waste for recycling. Electronic items, including laptop or desktop computers, tablets, servers, monitors, computer mice, printers, scanners, external and internal hard drives, keyboards, and UPS battery backups may be dropped off for recycling today from 4 until 8 p.m. at 201 Poplar Street. There is no fee for the service. For more information, you can call the chamber at 243-3017. The Atlantic Chamber has announced that they are participating in the 6th Annual Small Business Saturday on November 28th to support small businesses in Atlantic, founded by the American Express in 2010. Small Business Saturday is a day to celebrate the small businesses that help to support our community. Small Business Saturday rallies shoppers, local businesses, and public officials to shop small and show their community pride. On November 28th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., the Atlantic community is encouraged to shop Atlantic small businesses, support local businesses, and receive shop small giveaways like a canvas tote bag. American Express created the Neighborhood Championship Program to help rally communities around Small Business Saturday and is working alongside numerous business organizations to support local such celebrations throughout the country. And you can learn more by going to www.shopsmall.com. The Montgomery County Auditor Stephanie Burke says Montgomery County will be hosting a Red Oak Chamber Coffee at the courthouse this morning beginning at 9 o'clock at 105 East Coolbaugh Street in Red Oak. Burke says there's a possibility there will be a quorum of county officials, but no official county business will be acted upon during that time. They wanted to let you know about it in the interest of open meetings laws. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vanderwater on Monday released a report on recent arrests. Among them on Saturday, deputies arrested 24-year-old Robert Dean Garrett of Des Moines for possession of a controlled substance marijuana, first offense, and open container. His arrest followed a traffic stop on Highway 25, during which Garrett admitted during questioning that he had marijuana in his shoe and socks. An open container of alcohol was also found between the passenger seat and center console of the vehicle. Garrett was later released on $1,000 bond. Last Thursday, 37-year-old Jason Dean Houff of Greenfield was arrested on a charge of domestic abuse, simple assault, and he was later released on a recognizance bond. Also on Thursday, 53-year-old Stephen Eugene Fike of Fontenelle was charged with domestic abuse, simple assault, first offense, and obstruction of emergency communications. Fike was later released from the Adair County Jail on $1,000 bond. October 19th, 25-year-old Jordan Campbell of Roseburg, Oregon, was arrested in Adair County and ordered to serve a sentence pertaining to drug charges. Campbell was found guilty June 24th on felony charges that include possession of marijuana with the intent to deliver and failure to affix a drug tax stamp. The original offense occurred in September of 2014. Campbell was being held at the Adair County Jail on $10,000 bond while awaiting his fulfillment of his sentence. Sheriff's officials in Union County say a woman from Afton reported last Friday evening that numerous items had been taken from her home in the 2600 block of 170th Street. The victim said someone had entered her home during the day on Friday and took jewelry, a Craftsman drill, a DeWalt drill, a purse and billfold, a DVD player and movies, coats, meat from her freezer, jeans, an iPad, a Remington 1, 1100 12-gauge gun, an iPod, iPod 5, that is, a spotting scope, a jar of change, some dance shoes, and a Toshiba laptop computer. The loss was estimated at $6,600. Police in Council Bluffs on Monday identified the driver of a vehicle who was involved in a fiery crash Friday night. Authorities said 34-year-old Habib A. Ibrahim of Omaha remains in critical condition at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. The accident happened around 8:10 p.m. Friday on Interstate 29 southbound near the 53.5-mile marker. When officers arrived on the scene, they found flames coming from the vehicle, and Ibrahim was still inside. Council Bluffs fire personnel were able to extinguish the flames and remove the man from the vehicle. He was the only person involved in the crash. Officials have not yet determined the cause of the accident. Mills County Sheriff's Office on Monday released an arrest and accident report. Officials say that 34-year-old Colleen Lynn Salmons of Malvern was arrested Sunday night for contributing alcohol to a minor. Her bond was set at $1,000. And one person was injured during an accident Saturday morning at 221st Street and Kane Avenue in Mills County. Samantha Wilson of Glenwood was driving a car northbound on 221st Street at around 9:30 a.m. and approaching a railroad overpass bridge. Wilson told authorities she swerved to miss a deer on the road. Her vehicle crossed the center line into the southbound lane of traffic before hitting the west side of the bridge. The car then crossed back over into the northbound lane and struck the east side of the bridge before coming to rest. Wilson was transported by Pacific Junction Rescue to Mercy Hospital. The other accident in Mills County happened Friday afternoon as Larry Diamond of Council Bluffs was driving a 2012 Ford eastbound coming into Iowa on the Bellevue Bridge. Diamond's vehicle made contact with a vehicle driven by Kyle Cruz, with both vehicles' side view mirrors impacting each other. Both drivers stopped on opposite sides of the bridge, waiting for each other to come back to their side of the bridge. Diamond suffered a laceration to his hand during the accident and left the scene for about 20 minutes to seek medical attention. The sheriff's office and both drivers were on the yellow center line and were equally at fault. The Shelby County Emergency Management Agency said yesterday that much of the crop is in the bins now, and the amount of fuel necessary for open burning to spread beyond an intended area has therefore been reduced, and the local fire danger threat is being reduced as well to moderate from now through later this week. Officials still warn that the grassland is still very dry, and any fires that start there can run for a long time until out of fuel and possibly spread to structures. You're advised to let your local fire chief know in advance of the time and location of any burns to prevent needless responses from your local volunteer firefighters. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.